Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right, what are you doing? You're laughing because I'm fiddling with my iPad.
Yes.
Richie has a stand. Of course, this is Information Central here. The Good Day program focused on what you need to know, what people are talking about, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, beside the Richie and Kenny, Jennifer back tomorrow, but we'll have Greg Stebbin with us from Men's Health Magazine in a few minutes, talking about the iCloud and storage for music, for your important information, documents. How
do you
save?
What do you do with all of your digital stuff?
That's a good question, Richie. I think we'll ask him that in a few minutes.
Exactly.
All right, so let's go to Ferguson, Missouri.
Uh-oh.
Everybody ready? Here's a town that no one ever heard about. No one ever.
If I'd asked you 2 years ago where Ferguson, Missouri was, or even a year ago.
Even 6 months ago. But now, they are under the microscope. And you remember what I said, Kenny and Richie, when this all started and it became apparent that this town is full of bigots and racists as far as the police are concerned, because they've got a string of problems and investigations that have been done supposedly locally or internally or by the state as long as your arm. So now the private groups who represent different factions, these civil rights groups,
right,
filing a federal lawsuit today accusing authorities in Ferguson of running the equivalent of a debtor's prison. Apparently, there are in jail in Ferguson and the surrounding area hundreds of poor black residents who have been thrown in jail for unpaid debts, most of them, or many of them, traffic tickets. So they are in jail. Remember the old debtor's prisons? And how those used to work, and people would always say, well, if I'm in prison, how am I going to pay off my debt? Well, you have a debt to society, and so you have to go to jail. No, that makes no sense. That's like putting people who are using drugs in jail. It makes no sense. But the point here is that this has been going on, apparently, in this town since there was law enforcement. It's an old, old jail, and it's loaded with poor, mostly older, black people. So the Washington-based Equal Justice Under the Law has gone to St. Louis, working with St. Louis University School of Law. They are the ones filing the class action lawsuit today, charging the municipal court policies violate the Constitution. Because in order to put these people in jail, they got to go through, quote-unquote, due process. That means that they, if in fact they don't pay their bills, somebody goes to the house. You haven't paid.
Listen to this.
Why?
In 2013, Ferguson, okay, a city with a population of 21,000 people, issued nearly 33,000 arrest warrants for unpaid traffic violations and other minor offenses.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Most of those were for people that lived outside of the city, or many of them were.
Yeah.
Right? And in 2013, Ferguson collected $2.6 million in court fines and fees, mainly on traffic violations and other low-level municipal offenses. That's the second largest source of income for the city, about 21% of its total budget.
And you think that the police are there to protect and to serve? How many more places like Ferguson are there around the country?
DC does the same thing.
They do the same. These guys,
that doesn't mean they're racist. That just means that they're opportunists.
There are two circumstances
They're using crime as a source of revenue.
Well, not crime. I don't consider going over the speed limit crime. I don't consider jaywalking a crime.
You broke a law.
Okay, it's a law, but there's a fine line. How do we decide between what's a crime and what's against, which would be a wonderful philosophical conversation to have, frankly. But in this circumstance, what I'm saying is this has been going on, as you've seen there, Richie, for decades. And because Ferguson is now under the microscope, all of these things are being examined. These things, had they not done what they were doing, or had the problem not occurred with Mr. Brown, then nobody would be looking, and they'd still be doing this stuff.
Wow. And at their first city council meeting since the Brown shooting, one of the council members announced a proposal to cap revenues from tickets. And they, and in December, they ordered a partial amnesty that people could pay $100 to get an arrest warrant lifted and then agree to pay their fines on a new payment plan.
Extortion.
So if you pay us another $100,
right,
we won't arrest
put you in jail. Yeah. I'm telling you, how much of this stuff goes on in some of these backwater places all around this country where the judges are in on the take, they're getting 50% of it. Especially if they're elected judges.
One thing is obvious here, though. They're not hitting anybody based on race. They're hitting everybody.
I believe if you look at the story, you would find most of the people who are in the prison are black.
I think what the civil rights groups are complaining about is most of the people
in jail are black.
Right.
Or, yeah.
Because they can't afford to pay.
Right.
So they are the ones affected
by
it.
There are no white debtors in Ferguson?
Well, no. I just don't think that. I think they're blanketing everybody.
I think you find that they're more.
So you think they're only. So you think they walk up to a car and they see it illegally parked and they say, well, this must be a black person's car. I'm going to write it a ticket because I want them to go to jail?
I think it depends on who's in the car and how and what the infraction is.
Well, I think
no, you can't tell.
You can't tell.
By if the car is just sitting there illegally,
right.
No, you can't tell. But if there's somebody in it, and then once they go chase down why the money hasn't been paid and they find out it's a black person, those people are more likely to go to jail.
I think these people are looking to write anybody a ticket they can, and it just so happens that that minorities are affected.
888-8, what's our phone number here?
888-302-3684.
I'm used to the Dr. Ken number. Coming up in a moment, Greg Stebbins is going to help you understand what to do safely with the items that are in your either PC or your laptop, whatever
your
it
pictures,
is.
Your pictures, your documents.
How you save them. Greg is here to save the day in a moment on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com. File your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Greg Stebbin here to focus on how to use cloud storage intelligently. Greg is the tech editor for Men's Health magazine. So to begin for the primer here, I want to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
I'll tell you the exact primer
cloud
here
storage.
Is I take...
Yeah, but what is the first, for the people who are unwashed, What's cloud storage?
All right, Greg, I'll let you.
Well, it's great to be here. So cloud, you know,
you're happy not to have been a part of the last conversation, right?
Yeah, thank you for leaving me out of that. I'm a tech guy, that's all.
All right, go ahead.
So, you know, it used to be that we all had PCs or Apple computers, and we stored everything on our hard drives. And then if we had to share it with someone, you know, we'd email it to them, or if they were, you know, in the same building, maybe we'd walk it over on a USB thumb drive. Now you can put some things or everything in the cloud. And what that means is you're storing it in servers up there somewhere, easy for you to access from any device, not just a PC, but a phone or a tablet or anything else, and also super easy for you to share with anyone else.
Is cloud a name of a company, or is that just a concept, and there are a number
of companies
it's a concept. The cloud.
That's right. It's a concept, and, you know, almost everything
is
today
is in
the cloud.
What is that company that Limbaugh is always talking about?
Carbonite?
Yeah. Carbonite.
Is that what we're talking about? Is that a
thing? Carbonite is a cloud storage company. Just full disclosure here, I used to be the spokesperson for Carbonite.
Really?
It is a very specific type of cloud storage backup. There are other companies like Dropbox that are designed for you to put everything in the cloud and use it instead of a hard drive on your computer. Carbonite is really designed for backup, so its intent is different. It's still a very good system for people for whom it makes sense.
All right, so we've only got about 3 minutes here, and I want to get through some of these options. So let's say you've got pictures. Let's say you've got music. Let's say you've got documents. You've got Google Drive. You've got Dropbox. You've got Amazon. You've got all these things. Let's go through some of the better things, and let's start with pictures, because that seems to be pictures and music is what people have more of. What are some of the options for us to back up our pictures?
Well, I would actually look at it a little different than Lee, than what you suggested. I think there's general users who just have a lot of stuff, including photos and music, and then there's people who have special interests like photo and music. If you're a general user, look at something like Dropbox or iCloud if you use Apple products, or Google Drive, and stick everything in there. Why? Easy learning curve, easy user interface. Everything you use and share will always work the same way.
You have to hit a separate button to do it, or once you program it, everything goes there automatically?
Well, that's a choice that you can make. For instance, I use Dropbox, and I literally use it as my hard drive. So everything I save is saved there. It's automatic, and when I want to share it from any device, it's also very easy.
So you have to hire, for the unskilled and unwashed like me, do we have to hire somebody to bring in this? This is software?
No. This is, you know, maybe you need to grab a 13-year-old nephew for a half an hour to just show you how it works.
Yeah.
But once that's done, you'll never even, you probably
my
won't
10-year-old
even, yeah, I mean,
good.
You won't even realize you're using it anymore until you need it.
It's a
you want to inform me, you want to give me a little zinger,
right?
Yeah. So then if you really have a lot of photos, or you need to save them in a certain format or a certain file size, or you're really attached to your music, that's when you want to be very careful, because some photo websites will actually compress your photos, so if you count on them for your original storage, you're losing the quality of the original. Same thing with music. And that's where you really need to go Google the features of different websites to make sure you're picking the right one for you. And at the end of the day, and this is something people forget because they get so excited about new things, there's nothing wrong with saving everything on an external hard drive and putting it up in the cloud. And if those photos and that music is really important to you, I would make multiple copies of it, and I would have copies on hard drives, which are really inexpensive today, external hard drives, and put it up in the cloud. In the cloud, it's easier to access. It's kind of a backup. But if something's really important to you, you don't want that to be your only copy. And if it's really important to you, you want to take a copy of that hard drive and go stick it in a safe deposit box. If it's that important, you owe it to yourself to protect it.
We have about 30 seconds left. How do we organize these thousands of files? What's the best practice there?
You know what? If they're not organized now, you're probably never going to organize them, frankly. So what you really want to do is find, like, if you look at Google Drive, it has powerful search capabilities. So does Dropbox. Maybe the search itself is good enough. You're never going to spend a week sitting there organizing it. Yeah, sure you are.
All right. That's Liz, a lot of helpful information in that last few minutes. You can get this is hour number four, if you want to hour number five, if you want to download Greg Stebbins' information about cloud storage here on Good Day.
the Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com. Immudyne.com or call 866-257-8668.
The Grammy Awards last night. I got to the hotel in time to watch my two favorite Sunday night programs, only to realize that I forgot that CBS was the home of the Grammys, so I didn't get to see Madam Secretary or The Good Wife.
Ah.
I would rather watch them. I didn't watch the Grammys, as a matter of fact. I kind of got onto my iPad and did a little of this and some of that, and so they lost me. But a lot of people watch this show because they want to stay up with all the latest, not necessarily just in pop music, but the Grammy Awards feature a complete overview of the entire business. But the most pronounced name and face and music of the night belonged to this fellow, Sam Smith, who won for Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist of the Year. So that really sort of separated him. Everybody knows who he is now. He didn't know before. And then the Album of the Year belongs to Beck. This is the album's called Morning Phase. I don't profess to know much about him either, but you can't even.
Beck was kind of like an alt rock guy in the late 90s,
really?
Maybe early 2000s, and was hugely successful for 5 or 8 years.
Really?
And then just kind of went away.
Dropped away.
And apparently he's back.
Good for him.
So he's a very, I would say, ingenious songwriter.
Is he?
I'm not a huge fan, but I like some of his stuff.
Yeah. I don't, his music doesn't speak to me. That's all right. I'm just one person. Obviously, he speaks to a lot of people. That's why he's popular, and that's why he won for Morning Phase.
Well, I have something that will speak to
you. He also got Best Rock Album. Yeah, the Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album award went to Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.
The album's called Cheek to Cheek.
And I seem to find the happiness I see.
I saw the TV special he did together. I thought it was fabulous.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
This is real time.
Kevin.
I'm in heaven.
The old Nat King Cole trio.
And the cares that hung around me through the week.
This guy's 84. Richie.
Seems to that.
Oh, he sounds great. What is great?
Lucky Street.
Got a great piece.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
All right, so that's the best traditional pop vocal album belonging to Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga. The best pop solo performance went to Pharrell Williams for his Everywhere song, Happy. And that's something. I like it when pop stuff actually wins. It's like the movies, the most popular movies never win at the Oscars. But it's nice to see this song.
I don't know what was up with him. He's always a little weird.
Yeah.
Nice guy, very good, very normal guy,
on a pot.
But he dresses really weird. And last night he looked like a cross between a bellboy and like one of those grinder monkeys with a little hat on top.
Did he have his usual hat?
No. He had like a bellboy hat on, those little round hats with the chin strap.
Really?
And it looked really weird. But man, let me tell you something. What a talented guy he is.
Yep. Isn't he one of the judges or one of the music shows?
The Voice.
Yeah. Voice, yeah.
Best urban contemporary album is called Girl. Does this Happy come off of that album, Ken?
I'm not sure, because this was actually came out with one of the Despicable Me movies.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Doug, you need to hear the Paul McCartney, Kanye West.
Yeah, that's the stuff you hear.
Rihanna song, which is called like 3, 4, 5 seconds or something like that.
You got a little of it?
I don't, but I'll get it for you.
All right.
It's
well, there's a lot of video floating around today of it, obviously, and pictures in the newspapers. It looked to me like they were happy singing together. You know, that Kanye
tried to go up on stage again when Beyonce didn't win.
He tried to get up there,
but then he walked right back off.
28 past the hour.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder. A house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house. But what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit Grasshopper.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Kessler and Rich McFadden, the Good Day program with good news. Retail businesses around the country that are considered retail, and most of the stuff at the mall.
Right.
When you drive down the main street of your town, you see the stores that are selling things to you. Those are retailers. The results of the price of gasoline going down mean retailers' profits are going up, because at least as far as the holiday season getting into the new year is concerned, whoever the Retail Merchants Association, looking at these numbers, have been asked, why do you think the numbers were up? And one of the answers that's legitimate, seems to make sense, is that the price of gasoline has gone down. I saw gas yesterday in New Jersey for $2 on the turnpike. I thought, but there are refineries right there, so
right.
They have to haul the gas very far. But I thought that was, considering up in Massachusetts, I think it's 206 now.
Spiked in the last week, though.
Yeah,
it's going back up. We're back up to 220, 225 here.
Yeah, right. Well, that's because the driving season, they can't, in a week, they can't go up 60 cents. So now that it was down between now and Memorial Day, when people start to drive, they'll crank it up another 60 some odd cents.
Here's what I don't get.
What do you not get, Richie?
The price of gas affects everything.
Yep.
The price of your food.
Because it's all about delivery of
right.
Whatever you use. We're a consumer-related society. Consumer-oriented.
You would have thought that at some point we would start to see prices drop on airfares. Goods at the store, these retailers, the things that they are selling us, now that it's cheaper to get the parts for the widget to the factory and then the widget to the stores. Where is the price drop and the relief for the end retail customer?
So, it's not there. They're just taking advantage of it.
Exactly.
Especially the airlines.
And you would think that somebody would say, well, listen, we're going to drop the prices and see if we can get ahead of the game. Or, you know, that one of the airlines would say, I'm going to drop prices and sell out all of our planes. But all their planes are sold out anyway.
Right.
Well, so they're not dropping their prices.
It's
just
hard to find
us.
A plane anymore that has many empty seats in it.
Yeah.
It used to be that it was the average of 74%, 75%.
What about the widget? The widget's they got a little bit more room in that widget now. Why can't they sell it to us for a buck cheaper than they did a year ago?
Well, or maybe 10 bucks cheaper.
Right. So we're just getting gaffed.
I was looking. We were going to go over to London to visit and spend some time. I've been promising to take a vacation for the first time. And I looked at the prices and said, oh my God, $1,400 this time of year to go from Boston to London? It used to be, yeah, when Megan was over there, I could easily buy a round trip ticket for $340. Easily. That was, you know, she got out of there 10, 11,
you can't even go to New Jersey from Boston for that anymore.
No, you can't. And yet, driving a car that gets good I haven't used a tank of gas yet. From Framingham down to here, I still am on a quarter of a tank.
Wow.
In a car that I'm driving.
Wow.
One of those,
at $2 a gallon.
Yeah. Right.
How do you beat that?
No. Well, you beat it if the price is less, but I'm just saying that allows me to do something else. Would I spend more on dinner? No, probably not. Would I spend more on a hotel? Maybe. I might go one step up in terms of the kind of hotel. That's where it has an impact. 888-302-3684. Dr. Bruce Shanhoff joins us in a few minutes with today's Between the Lines focus. Here's the story of a mother in New York, Richie. According to the story that we have in the Today Show department at DougStefan.com, a mother accused of threatening to blow up her child's high school after she found out her daughter had failed a major test. Karen Sheeran, Staten Island, New York.
And that's the school's fault, how?
Told a guidance counselor that her mother was going to blow up the school. The counselor called to inform the daughter of her failing grade, and then she was arrested for aggravated harassment in the second degree. Do you believe all the different charges that can float around now? Your brother's a policeman here in Washington.
At a school.
Do you have to know in your head all of these things that are potentially to be used to charge somebody? How do you decide? One, I'd love to ask a defense attorney or a policeman, how do they decide a district attorney, how do they decide what to charge you for with so many different categories? I mean, if you're speeding, violating local ordinance 1825, operating a vehicle in an endangering way, or something like that, rather than speeding.
The prosecutor will tell you whatever they are most likely to be able to successfully win in court. Mm-hmm. So that's why they will drop something from first-degree murder down to second-degree murder, because they know that they have a better chance of actually convicting you of second-degree murder or involuntary homicide or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So the cop is just kind of like, okay, you're breaking the law because of this, you're arrested. Then once you get into the court system, that's when they decide, you know what, we're going to actually go with this charge because this is the one most likely we'll be able to convict you on.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program, 21 before the hour. How do you sell land from the air? I'll tell you that in a moment.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel. Offer ends 2/14/15 and store only while supplies last. For a price match guarantee, if you find a lower price on a new identical item from any retailer, sells products in both retail stores and online under the same brand or sold and shipped by Amazon.com, show us the lower price at checkout and we'll match it. See store staples.com for full details.
Beth,
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Doug Steffens Good Day program. Don't forget to get your free BuzzBox coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Yes, I said the first pound is free. Once you get it, you'll be on board. I guarantee it. It's wonderful. Smells great. Tastes even better. Get free coffee at 866-456-7805. Break the bad habits that you've got with bad coffee. BuzzBox is the best. Get it free at 866-456-7805. Drones.
What about them?
I expected to see some drones flying around here. They're all over the place in Washington.
You're too close to D.C.
Real estate agents are buying. This is the latest category.
It's the biggest. You can't go on a real estate website now without seeing an aerial view of a property.
And that's what they're doing.
Huge.
Drone technology. I wonder, though, depending on where you are, how would you do it, for example, here? There are all kinds of tall buildings. We all know what happened to the guy who was clowning around with a drone in Atlanta, the White House. So how do you do it here?
You can absolutely do it here. If you're standing down on the ground, you can fly a drone right over the top of this building. It'll go right over it and get a 360-degree view of it.
So those things get it. Are people watching those live as they're done, or they put them up online?
There's live stream video where you can actually see what the drone is seeing as it's seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's recorded video, which is like the one I have, where the drone takes the camera up with it, and then you offload the video and watch it back.
So what's the FAA doing about this? By the way, these drones cost about $1,300 bucks.
No, I mean, you can get them for $500-$600 bucks, $13,000.
But are those the same ones? Can you have a camera in them?
Yep.
That kind of deal?
Oh, yeah, for $500 bucks, you can get one with a gimbal on it and a camera in it. FAA is saying is saying 400 feet is the highest that you can go with them.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to go anywhere closer than 4 miles to any airport right now.
Really?
And you are not allowed to use them for any kind of a business thing for deliveries or anything. And battery time won't allow you anyway. So.
Yep. The story of Kayla Jean Mueller, M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Is it Mueller or Mueller? I've heard it pronounced both ways. She's the young woman who is in or someplace in Iraq. Not Iraq. Well, it may have been Iraq or Syria. Yeah. And the ISIS people say that she was killed in an airstrike. The Jordanians leveled a building, and supposedly she was in it. A lot of people don't believe that's the case. The parents obviously want her to still be alive. Why was she there? This is another one of these examples of, I think she went over there to help the refugees, if I remember the story correctly.
Aid worker who traveled the globe fighting genocide, AIDS, and domestic abuse.
Yeah. So she was 25, 26 years of age, if I remember correctly.
She's 26 years old.
26, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So why, there are people, God love them, where would the world be without them? We need volunteers. We need people to help. We're actually all here to help. It's how you figure out what you're doing and how you help others that is, is the focus. But I look at this and I say to myself, you know there's a problem there. Use some common sense and don't go there, because if you get caught, you will be terminated. That's just a simple matter of fact. Americans getting caught in these areas are terminated.
You have two kinds of people here. You have the people that go fight Ebola, and you're like, are you crazy?
Well,
do you know your odds of catching Ebola? But you know what? God bless them for doing it.
Right.
Somebody's got to go down and do it. God bless them for doing it. And then you have the idiots like the two hikers that were on the Iran-Iraq border.
Right. Yeah, what are they doing?
And got snatched. Okay, stupid. You're going to get what you deserve, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a human interest story. It's probably a movie here, but the bottom line is the family doesn't know if she's dead or alive. Jordanian says she's dead. They have yet to behead a woman. Am I right on that? I'm waiting for that.
I can't recall any.
I don't think they have. Recalling what I have in my mind for videos and pictures, I don't think there's been a woman, but It's, you know, they'd probably rather do a woman because of their attitude toward women. I say that, and that's not based on anything factual.
Right.
It's based on my
gut. But does it make them look weak?
Yeah. Well, but they are weak. Look at it. Anybody who does the kind of stuff they're doing is by definition weak. TurboTax resumes filing, restoring the ability of the software to e-file state returns across the country. They turned it off on Thursday because of suspicious filings. They found an increase in criminal activity, stolen personal data, fake state returns had been filed. And so this was a big, big problem for them. And I think that H&R Block was making a lot of hay on this, were they not?
Well, they were making a lot of hay on the fact that TurboTax had upgraded their basic features.
Mm-hmm.
So you needed to pay to get some of the forms that had before been free.
Yeah.
Now tack this onto it, and I'm sure H&R Block is having a good old time.
Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, Between the Lines, up next here on Good Day.
Attention construction pros. IronPlanet.com and Cat Auction Services are joining forces to produce the February sale the entire industry is talking about. That's right. Two leaders in the sale of construction equipment and trucks are combining to produce one live, unreserved auction in Orlando this Wednesday through Friday. Go to IronPlanet.com. The three-day sale will feature quality used excavators, wheel loaders, tractors, motor graders, compactors, work platforms, lifts, trucks, and much more. 1,500 items will sell over 3 days. Buy what you need live at the Orlando auction or buy it online. Go to IronPlanet.com right now and do guaranteed inspection reports on every piece of equipment for sale. All the items will have guaranteed inspection reports so you can buy with complete confidence. Go to IronPlanet.com and register free now. The Iron Planet and Cat Auction Services sale has tens of millions of dollars worth of used equipment from some of the biggest dealers, OEMs, rental companies, and contractors in the business, and it'll all be sold this Wednesday through Friday. Attend it live in person or go online to IronPlanet.com.
All right, we get to Dr. Bruce Shanahoff now here on the Good Day program. Dr. Bruce joins us every Monday at this time. The essence of the medical community's focus on immunization, Bruce, I want to ask you this question before you get to your thoughts, whatever you
have
today.
That's what we're talking about today, Doug.
Oh, it
go
is?
Ahead.
All right, well, the poll over the weekend at DougStefan.com asked whether parents who immunize their children ought to be able to sue those who do not. 39% of those who responded to DougStefan.com said yes, schools ought to refuse to enroll them as well. 41% said nope, should be up to the parent to make those decisions for their children. So it's like 50-50 there. 16% yeah. said some vaccines might be necessary, but it shouldn't be enforced by the courts. And 4% said they didn't know. So what's your take on it?
Well, I think it's absurd, the idea of suing a parent who didn't immunize their child. Sue the pharmaceutical company who sold you a vaccine that was supposed to protect your child and failed to do so. I mean, this is completely backwards thinking. And, you know, over the last couple weeks, while the cases of measles have tapered off, the vitriol and the move to cause laws where that require parents to vaccinate, the conversation is going on. And I can't tell you how many times I've been called a science denier for my position of being pro-choice regarding vaccines. But I need to point out there is a difference between questioning science versus questioning the pharmaceutical industry. Remember, every drug ever removed for being dangerous and ineffective was first scientifically proven to be safe and effective by the FDA. The level of malfeasance in that industry is unprecedented. I mean, here's a list. Pfizer, September 29, $2.3 million criminal fine. Merck, November 2011, $950 million fine for illegal promotion. GlaxoSmithKline, July 2012, $3 billion for civil and criminal liabilities. Johnson & Johnson, November 2013, $2.2 billion for criminal and civil allegations. And the list actually goes on and on and on. You know, Congressman Bill Posey from Florida went on record in 2014. He compared the CDC and its handling of vaccine safety studies to the SEC's handling of Bernie Madoff. Yeah, he said, quote, "The CDC cannot be trusted regarding investigating vaccine safety. Huge conflict of interest. I think the CDC should be investigated," end quote. You know, there is a revolving door between industry insiders and government regulators. You know, either you're a government regulator first, and then you go to a multi-million dollar position within the industry when you leave there, or you've had a multi-million dollar job in the industry, and then you become a government regulator. You know, it isn't about science denying. It's about questioning the BS that's put out there by industry who wants to sell a product to every living body in the world.
Okay? Well, that's a good goal. However, what you're selling maybe is something that has to be scrutinized a little bit better. Bruce Shanahoff, Dr. Bruce, here, his website, which is very worthwhile, is 818newback.com. 818newback.com. Thank you, Bruce. 51 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is the song from My Cousin Vinny. Remember this? Way Down South, the Fabulous Thunderbirds doing this. What a great movie. Joe Pesci is 72 today, so we celebrate that in a couple of different ways. Chucker not around today, back on tomorrow. Richie's going to tell you what did well at the box office over the weekend.
You won't believe what the number one movie is.
Well, we'll figure that out in a moment there, Richie. First, though, the contest, for those of you who want to, we're putting together, I think we can start putting people into the qualifier, because we're looking at actually two different vacations, and we can work on these, Richie. So we want to qualify for our next vacation giveaway. This is a good way to do it. We're going to present to you three different clips from a movie that stars Joe Pesci. And if you can figure out what the movie is, you'll be the first person. I think I put one other person as a qualifier. I don't remember where the list is. You got it there somewhere. So 888-302-3684. If you can identify the movie from which this comes and you haven't won before on this contest.
Sticking like a sore thumb around here.
Me? What about you?
By fitting better than you, at least I'm wearing cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah, you blend.
That pretty much gives it away right there, doesn't it? 888-302-3684. Identify this movie. Next clip.
Is it possible to two youths...
To what? What was that word?
What word?
To what?
What?
Did you say youths?
Yeah, two utes.
What is a ute?
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
888-302-3684. I think that's enough.
I want to hear the last one.
One more.
I got a judge that's just aching to throw me in jail. An idiot who wants to fight me for $200. Slaughtered pigs. Giant loud whistles. I ain't slept in 5 days. I got no money. A dress code problem. And a little murder case, which in the balance holds the lives of two innocent kids. Not to mention your biological clock, my career, your life, our marriage. And let me see, what else can we pile on? Is there any more we could pile on to the top of the outcome of this case?
888-302-3684. Answer to the contest, and Richie gives us the box office totals in a moment here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
All right, let's get to the answer, Richie, before we get to the totals. Who do you want to talk to?
Let's see if Nancy knows what it is.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm well. And my cousin, Vinny?
Pretty easy to figure that one out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the great classics. Joe Pesci was at his best in that for sure. All right, so you'll qualify for the next drawing for the next vacation we're going to give away, I think, in about a month. So stand by so Richie can get all your info. But he has to do something first, which brings me around to the box office totals for the weekend, Richie.
Let's hit the top 10 real quick. 10 to 5 is The Boy Next Door. Number 10, Black or White, at number 9. The Wedding Ringer at number 8. The Imitation Game at number 7. The Project Almanac at number 6. Number 5 was Paddington, about the little bears.
The guy from Downton Abbey, Hugh Bonneville, is the star of that.
Right, that did $5 million. The Seventh Son at number 4 was $7 million. Jupiter Ascending at number 3 with $19 million. American Sniper drops to number 2 at $24 million. Doug, that thing has grossed $282 million.
But the story here is that epic movie with Channing Tatum stiffed. What, $13 million you said, number 3 position?
Jupiter Ascending, $19 million.
Custom.
Number 1 movie, Bob, or Doug?
Yes.
Bob. $56 million, SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water.
Really? All the kids. Parents
got to bring
the kids. Yeah, I can believe that. This is the anniversary of Broken Arrow, John Travolta and Christian Slater. Remember that? This date, 1996.
Yeah.
That was quite
a
thriller, actually. Lost Nuclear Weapon. I thought they both did a good job, frankly, in that. It's 59 past the hour. You're listening to the Good Day program.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.